Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits.
Hi everyone, how are we? I'm currently a little bit tired, but mostly doing well, just coming off all of the excitement and energy of Fashion Week. I feel like I've made the conclusion that September Fashion Week is so much better than February Fashion Week. And I don't mean to be like a total drab, and I do want to talk about how much fun I had and how great it was and how present I was trying to be and how grateful I am. But February Fashion Week in New York, it's just cold. One day there was a blizzard. Luckily, I didn't have much on my schedule that day, and it was a little bit cool to see the city like blizzarding, but just like getting from place to place and being outside, I'm just like a little baby. I can't handle the cold. And I feel like it really cemented in my brain that I'm probably not meant to live in the cold year round. I don't think that it's good for my soul. I also was staying in an apartment this time. I was staying at the Ruby in Chelsea, which was so beautiful. I honestly felt so blessed to be in a 3-bedroom apartment in the middle of Chelsea, which is really like where so many of the events and shows were actually. So it was really, really convenient, but it was definitely a different vibe being in an apartment. Like the first night I was there by myself, and obviously it was on like LA time, which is 3 hours earlier. So just like had a hard time going to sleep, like lots of energy outside with the ambulances and the taxis and the construction. Like, I don't know, this time around, for some reason, maybe it was because it was cold and like a little bit dreary. I felt like my energy was paying so much attention and like sensitive to the city and its like high vibration, which usually I love. Like, I pound the pavement, I walk everywhere, I love it, but I realize that like that's purely a weather thing, and I just feel like I have totally taken that whole thing for granted. And I know it sounds so silly, but having grown up in Los Angeles my whole life, like I just haven't had to deal with it. So that was the difference. I love going to Fashion Week because it's a time when I get to really like fill that spirit of mine that just wants to see how other people create and what is actually like happening in the fashion world. Like I feel like in Los Angeles, in a bit of a bubble, and it's very casual. It's very jeans and t-shirt. There's not so much inspiration or really cool and fun street style. And so when I go to New York, it like excites my love for fashion. And I feel like I really get a sense of the pulse of fashion. And I get to see so many people that I only see at Fashion Week. And I get so excited. Like my best friend Joe was with me for 3 days. And she was like, whenever you see people, you're like, so like, oh my God, hi, like so much performing. And I'm like, I don't know what happens to me. I turn on. I sometimes wish I didn't do that. Like, I don't want to be that annoying valley girl, but I really am genuinely excited to see these people. Like, there's this writer, Laura Nielsen, shout out, who's a freelance writer, writes a lot for the Washington Post. She actually just wrote a great article about celebrity public PDA, which I'll link in this episode. But I've connected with her because we sat in the front row at Dauphinette 1 year and just really connected. And like now every time I organically bump into her, I'm so excited and we go deep immediately. It's like those kinds of relationships, which are so, so, so nice. So the first night was definitely a little bit of like an adjustment. This time I actually hired someone to help me with everything. Like I was styling myself this time around and I really wanted to. It was important to me that everything really have my touch on it. And I just wanted to like give myself that challenge and see if I could do it. But with styling yourself comes a need for a lot of help on the ground. Like the returns, the pickups, the packing, the just making sure tagging appropriately, photographing everything appropriately, not losing anything, keeping track of it all. So I worked with someone this week on the ground in New York and it was just such a huge help. It was so, so, I felt so, so, so lucky to have that. So for everybody that thinks like we go there and just like do it all, we don't. It obviously takes a village. And I really wish that I was better at showing the behind the scenes of everything of how it goes down, but I do what I can, you know? So it was just really, really great to have someone there to like guide me and who knew the city and who just like had me set up and had my back. Okay. So I had a whole Google Doc of the Fashion Week schedule, but everything got erased up to Monday and Tuesday. So I'm going to go through my Instagram and just like tell you what I did and what the events are like actually really like and how fast everything moves and how like present you have to be. So I took a 6 a.m. flight to New York, which was brutal. Like I woke up at 3:30 in the morning and luckily slept the whole way there. So can't really complain, but landed, hit the ground running, got straight to my apartment and started getting ready with my New York hair and makeup girls who are the best. I just adore them. Not only are they so, so talented, but they are just such great energy and great vibes and make me feel so comfortable and also capture great, great, great content. Isabel E. Rosado and Rosabel Hair on Instagram. If you're in New York, you must have the pleasure of having them do your makeup. And I also want Isabel to like create my perfect makeup kit. I was thinking about this business idea, like a makeup artist, and I'm sure this already exists, but a makeup artist that comes to your house, like does a little bit of inventory of what you have, does your makeup based on like what you want to learn how to do. So maybe you have like a couple hour session and you learn to do a cat eye or you learn how to do your highlighting or you learn how to do your smoky eye, you learn how to do like the perfect nude lip, like whatever it is that you want to learn. And then they put together a list of links for you based on what you need to stock up your kit and make those looks happen. I don't know. I thought it was a good idea. If any makeup artist out there wants to collab and is interested in that, let me know. Phoebe, if you're listening in Boston, miss you. All right. So hit the ground running, went to a Shopbop dinner. So I was so excited to go to the Shopbop dinner. One, obviously, because I love Shopbop, and they were hosting it at this restaurant, 11 Madison Park, the Michelin star chef, the first vegan restaurant to get the top rating. The chef from that was in this documentary, and I was watching it and I was like, oh, I am dying to go to that restaurant. Like, Timmy, next time we go to New York, we have to go try this restaurant. And then the next day I got an invite to this Shopbop dinner, which was at 11 Madison Park. So I was like, oh my God, this is kismet. This is so meant to be. And I wore a acne dress with like matching blue tights and some cute baby pink platforms that some people were like a little bit unsure of on my first night. And honestly, I was like not so sure about my glam the first night too. It's like hard when you're getting ready really fast. And for me, I don't really always, I have an idea of the looks, but I don't style everything like head to toe in advance, which is something next time I really, really want to do. Because looking back on certain looks, I'm like, oh, I should have done this, or I should have worn this, or I should have added this. And so like my first look, I'm a little bit like, eh, when I look at pictures, the one with the acne dress and the blue tights and the pink heels. But nonetheless, like the event was great and it was just a big dinner. Like you walk in, you're greeted by luckily like a tray of champagne, and you walk in and you just sort of like look around for people that you know. And there's usually people from the brand that are at the front of the event so that they're there to like greet you and show you around so you don't feel uncomfortable like walking around by yourself. But a lot of the time, like that's what I do. I like go to these events by myself and I just look for people I know, or like subtly try to get into conversations or go get a drink and then just like stand and take pictures and then subtly get into a conversation. Like there's a whole art to it. And there's something about being in New York that gives me this confidence and a glass of champagne where I'm just like, I don't care, you know, like I don't care if anybody thinks I'm weird or if I'm like, whatever. And I think that's also the point that I've come to in my life too. And people want to chat. Like, I think that a lot of times as women in the fashion industry, there's this notion that people are closed off, or there's this pyramid of superiority based on what you're doing in fashion or where you're working. And like, I think in certain respects, it's there. It can be there. But for the most part, everyone is so, 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 so nice and supportive. And for me, like, I'm usually not even allowed to go to the events where the people would be bitchy to me, you know? So I'm like, maybe they're doing me a favor. And by allowed, I mean like not invited. So, you know, there's obviously this weird hierarchy, but you kind of laugh it off and you like go to what you can and what you get invited to, and you're happy with it, you know, or at least I am. Like, it's funny, so many people bring up that quote to me about what Kelly Catrone told me, how if I'm invited to a fashion show, if I'm not sitting front row, then I shouldn't go. And I just like don't believe that. I really just want to be a part of the experience. Like, I'll watch it from a screen backstage. I'll take photos of it as a photographer at the end of the, you know, at the pit. Like, I just want to be a part of it. In the spirit of self-care, today's sponsor, OneSkin, is here to help you simplify your skincare regimen. Founded by four PhDs dedicated to skin longevity, OneSkin proves you don't need a complicated routine to achieve better skin. Their topical supplements make it easy to help your skin stay younger and healthier without all of the extra steps. The secret? OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. So it's the first ingredient scientifically proven to reduce the buildup of senescent cells, those notorious zombie cells that contribute to skin aging. Fewer zombie cells mean healthier, younger looking skin with fewer lines and wrinkles, reduced age spots, and a stronger natural barrier, something that's especially important for this time of year when the winter can be really harsh on our skin.
For so long, treating the symptoms of aging rather than the root causes has been the norm, and most skincare on the market is really designed to provide just a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing only the surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin is more than skincare. It's about skin longevity. It's about targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best no matter your age. Get started today with 15% off using code WITHWIT at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code WITHWIT. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin. All right, I'm excited to talk to you about Maidenform because I've loved Maidenform forever. Like, I'm pretty sure Maidenform was my first bra. But get a taste of M, a hot new collection of craveable intimates from Maidenform, a brand with a whole lot of history. So obviously, I was saying they've been around for a while because I was wearing them when I was starting to develop, but they actually have been around since the very first bras, and now they're bringing you a new kind of classic, the chicest basics you've ever seen. Maidenform is a brand with 100 years of innovation and category leadership. They wrote the book on bras, and M is their next big chapter. The material is so buttery soft, it's super breathable, and just the most comfortable. I'm all about comfort when it comes to bras. And I also am a huge fan of their underwear that comes in such great colors. Actually, my favorite style is called the Barely There High Leg. They stretch and they move with your body. They're tag free and they're silky smooth. So they're just completely invisible under clothes with no panty lines. All of their fabrics are just so luxurious and feel so much more expensive than they are. Great style and comfort does not need to break the bank, okay? Even though their innerwear, their pieces are absolutely cute enough to wear out of the house and so easy to style to your taste, like under a black blazer or a little see-through shirt, visit maidenform.com and use code WITHWIT20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's Maidenform, M-A-I-D-E-N-F-O-R-M.com and use code WITHWIT20 for 20% off your first order.
Are you single and struggling with dating or in a long-term relationship and want to take that next step? Or maybe you've been together with your partner forever and you want to spice things up. We Met at Acme is a dating podcast for you, and I really hope you come check it out. I'm Lindsay Metzeler, and we have so much to talk about together. So check out We Met at Acme wherever you listen to podcasts, and I can't wait to meet you.
So I went to Shopop. I felt bad. I could only stay for a little bit because I was headed to the Bronx and Banco party, which was at Club ZZ's, which was really, really cool. That party was awesome. It was like major 70s slash like Moulin Rouge vibes. There was like buckets of French fries and feathers everywhere. And the models were all in like sequence. And there was an amazing dance break where all the models danced. And there was this awesome dancer. And like, it was just really, really fun. Oh, also another thing that I did, which is obviously a little bit of an investment, is like for some of the days that were busier than others, I booked a car so that there wasn't so much stress with like the Uber situation or getting from place to place with taxis and changing and whatnot. And, you know, that's obviously a huge luxury and a way to make Fashion Week easier and also like feel cozy at home with someone that's taking care of you. Okay. So that night I like couldn't fall asleep until like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was so restless. I didn't know what to do. It was just like hearing all the sounds, couldn't sleep. So this whole week, like while everything was so fun, it was just exhausting because I was like, so just tired every day. And there were things that I wanted to do, like the Prada party that next night that I really wanted to go to. But at dinner, like I started to get dizzy and didn't go. And then there was a party, honestly, at 11 p.m. on the Sunday after Super Bowl. And Joe and I were both like, no,
But Friday was crazy. It was running around. I went to first the Maria McManus show, which everyone should check out. It's very much about quiet luxury, and the people watching was great. Like, I would say out of all of the fashion at Fashion Week, like, just the guests at the Maria McManus show had like the best style, just like so chic and cool and understated. How I kind of want to dress every day, but sometimes get like caught up in prints and the colors and the LA of it all, you know? So that was really fun. And then went to Butcher's Daughter, which everyone, if they don't have a Butcher's Daughter near them, like in LA or New York, definitely get my magic trail mix online. But if you can go into a location, go get the butterfly bowl. I'm telling you, I'm not just saying it. It's so, so delicious and so nourishing. I'm going to go get one before I record my next podcast at Dear Media today. This is all I'm doing today. I'm recording this and then I'm recording with Symbiotica, which I'm excited to do, but my brain is so mush, I can't even begin to tell you. So then went to Butcher's Daughter, like got my bowl, went to check out what was going on there, got a juice. Their juices are the best. Oh my, they have like this watermelon one that's so freaking amazing. And then that afternoon, I think just like visited some showrooms, went to VSJ Consulting to grab some things, and then went home and got ready to like greet Joe. So Joe is my best friend of my whole life. Yes, she is the Joe Scapa from the Bitch Bible. She's Bitch Bible's cousin. A lot of you guys were asking me that on Instagram. And she just wanted a weekend away. She has two kids. She just wanted a little bit of an adventure, and I guess hadn't left her kids in 3 years, which I didn't realize. So she came on Friday and we went to dinner at Alba. It was good, nice vibe. But there was this table next to us of these two, I don't know whether they were influencer girl. Like, I don't even want to call them influencer girls because that feels mean, because it feels like I'm mocking or undervaluing them. But these two girls sat next to us at dinner and they didn't say a word to each other the entire time. Like, they were just on their phones the entire time. And we were like, what is going on there? And it was one of those moments where I just felt old. I just felt like, oh, this is this new generation. I don't know. Like, or is this just a work dinner? And they're, I don't know. I didn't understand what was going on. But regardless, we had a nice time. I got tired and we went home and ended up, I really wanted to go to sleep, but ended up staying up talking again till 2. But like, we needed that. Like, when are the two of us sleeping in the same apartment, like having that one-on-one quality time? So we needed that and it felt good. But the next day, woke up so freaking exhausted for the Pilates class, which Amanda and I hosted with Under Armour. So like a month before Fashion Week, Amanda texted me and was like, I'm going to come to go to Fashion Week. And by the way, it's at Pilates by Amanda. She's an amazing Los Angeles based Pilates instructor, but also has an app called Core Club where you can do all of her classes virtually. But she is so amazing and has such great knowledge of our bodies and our form. So she's also Timmy's best friend of his whole life, his wife. So we're really close. And she was going to Fashion Week. I was going to Fashion Week. We're like, let's do something fun together. So last minute, we threw together this Pilates class. Under Armour helped us throw it. Butcher's Daughter brought all of our snacks, our bowls, our juices, and like a bunch of friends came. And it was just like a really, really, really great, nourishing, soothing 50 minutes. I want to do it like every Fashion Week. I usually don't work out during Fashion Week, and this was really the only thing I do. And because I feel like my body is always so tired from all the running around that I don't want to put like extra stress on it. But Amanda's workouts are just like so strengthening. And I felt like great in my outfit later that day because I was like full belly bearing, even though I didn't take off my blazer. But went to lunch after that at Teresi, which was delicious. Everyone must go to Teresi in New York for lunch. Great lunch vibe. Like, I love a New York power lunch. It's just like, have a glass of wine. I mean, they ordered pasta, you know, like that kind of a lunch. And we sat down to it and Jo looks at me and she's like, this is so much fun. And I just feel like I'll remember that moment forever. Like, just the two of us, like, living out our little girl fantasies, which Timmy definitely called out as I was sending him pictures. He was like, you guys are just like living out your dreams, aren't you? I'm like, yes. You know, like the little 9-year-olds in us are freaking out that we're getting to do this together. And that's why, like, I try to stay present in all those moments. But we came home, got ready really quickly, kept my hair from the night before, which was insane. Probably that's why I didn't really sleep that well, because my hair was in the tightest bun of all time. And so came home, got ready for La Pointe, which was so fun. The neon's maybe not my vibe. Like, the style is really, really out there. And like, I love the silver outfit that they designed that I wore on Friday night. But what was so fun about the show was that like a bus pulled up to it, and it was a huge glass front, and like a big yellow bus pulled up that said La Pointe on it. And then the music started like pumping and the models started walking down out of the bus down the runway. And it was just like so much fun, so much energy. And it's so crazy what goes into these fashion shows, like how much work goes into literally 2 minutes, you know, like you usually every show runs about 15 to 30 minutes late, which is like good for us because I feel like everybody's always running late, but probably so annoying for anyone. So you like, you walk into these shows, there's someone to greet you at the door. You're on a list. You're on a list because you've either been in touch with the PR beforehand, or like you've requested to go to the show, or they've sent the invite to you. And you walk in and usually someone takes you to your seat. So for this one, I got to sit front row, which was so great. And I got to sit next to Tessa Barton. She's just always one of those girls that I ran into that I just love seeing, like such a cool down-to-earth girl, and helped me like set up my camera settings because I'm such a geriatric millennial. But that show was so great. Energy alone. Again, fashion a little bit like too loud for me, but Jo had the time of her life. Then we came back home, and what did we do that night? Oh, we got ready, and I was so tired, and I didn't redo my makeup. I didn't redo my hair, but I put together that black look like really quickly. And I feel like now that's been one of my favorite looks, or at least one of your guys' most favorite looks from the week, was like that black mother of all dress with the black tights. They're just like sheer Calzedonia tights, and the Paul Andrew red patent pumps, and that by Timo big jacket, like just a really good silhouette. And that dress really didn't have much hanger appeal, but just goes to show you how like trying things on in advance. I actually had tried that on at home, was like, I want to wear this. And just like trying things on in advance, how much that just really can help you like fine tune and not have regrets afterwards. And that goes with everything. You know, like I've noticed that the things that I prepare more for are the things that I end up just like succeeding at on a higher level and then don't have regrets afterwards. So note to self, take more time, prep and plan a little bit more. Like I have some trips coming up, so I feel like it's good practice for me to do that. And even for work stuff, like I started to feel overwhelmed today, you know, while getting back into it. And then I was like, I'm just going to sit down, start to make a list of like the personal things that need to be done, the work things, and just like get organized first before getting into something and taking the time to get organized, because it obviously like it does set us up for success. You know what I do not miss at all? That very blah week before my period when my skin starts to break out and I feel super low and sad and angsty and there's like a lump in my throat and the cravings are all over the place. And really since Sunny, I've had such an issue with PMS, and I have found something that has helped so much. So it's called Estro Control, and it has made it so much easier for me to manage and just coexist peacefully with my period.
Estrogen Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. Estrogen Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, particularly in women who suffer from PMS. The way Estrogen Control eases PMS is actually quite interesting. So the ingredients help support the liver, which is where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, many women experience PMS, which comes out in spots on their skin, cravings, feeling low. Estrogen Control is made specifically for women who are premenopausal, so it's perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's actually amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can really start to turn into a beast. Estrogen Control was created to help women continue to feel like themselves throughout the month rather than feel annoyed that we are continuously robbed of a week of our lives. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code WITHWIT at checkout.
So, okay, off my productivity rant. Went to just a great fun girls dinner at Zero Bond, which is like some club situation. Ryan Seacrest was there. Joe chatted him up, per usual. And yeah, the next day, Sunday. Oh, Sunday was great. Sunday was such like an ideal day for me. We woke up, we went to Sedell's, another amazing place you must go to in New York. Like, great deli food. Egg salad, a little bit undersalted, but highly recommend getting the salami and egg omelet. Oh my God. And the French toast. Oh my God. Even though I feel like I can make French toast just as good. But we went there with some friends and then went to the Tibby presentation, which was really cool. Always love to see a Tibby presentation. And their clothes are just also so classic and chic and can be worn over and over and over again. And I'm having Amy, the designer, on my podcast soon. And I highly recommend her as a follow on Instagram, Amy Smilovic. She just knows how to style in that effortlessly cool, understated way. And that was great. Went to their store. Wish we had a Tibby store in LA. And then watched the Super Bowl, which like I don't even need to fully get into. I will say was disappointed. Just kind of wanted to root for the underdog. That's usually my vibe. But happy for all involved, you know? Happy for all involved. One thing that I'm going to say about this, okay? Do you guys know that account, You Should Wear This? I think it's called that. Oh, You Belong in This, which is basically Swiftie restyling, and it's putting like actual good looks on her in these moments. Anyways, at You Belong in This, I highly recommend. And I wish, it's just like, I want so much for her. And I just don't know if she wants it for herself. But that's it. It's also like I'm saying this and as if she's not the biggest star and doing just fine. But like, I just want to see her in so many looks. Okay. So Monday morning, Joe left. I was sad, but also a little bit, I don't want to say relieved because Joe, like, I love you. And that's not how I felt. But you guys know sometimes when you're on a work trip, like, it feels nice to have that alone time in between things to really like just take a breath, take care of yourself, meditate, like not have to be on performative mode. So Monday, I had a lot going on. I went to a really great show, Cal Meyer, which she coined, the designer coined as lesbian chic, but it was very, very cute at a cafe in Soho and they had coffee set up and pastries and it was a presentation. There was this one great red dress, which I definitely want to wear. And also a really, really good leather jacket with the shearling collar, which I saw a lot of great outerwear. Then went and visited Paul Andrew at Artemis, a beautiful Italian art gallery. And the shoes were so cute. And Paul Andrew, cannot thank him enough for obviously like just always being so generous with his time and his shoes and my wedding shoes. And then I got a facial. Oh my God. So I had a little drama leading up to Fashion Week with my skin. I went to get this procedure, which the spa said was no downtime, but for my sensitive skin, there was some downtime. It was like a little bit of microneedling, but it was really gentle. They said only very surface microneedling, but my skin like totally went crazy. And so for the first 2 days of Fashion Week, it was definitely spotty and it required a good amount of makeup to cover up. So I had heard about this. I was on Instagram and I'm following Courtney Grow, like a new favorite follow. And I saw she went to this place called Stahl Studios and I reached out to them and I got the most amazing, just like hydrating, relaxing, moisturizing facial. And they put me under the light and it just totally calmed down my skin. So highly recommend Stahl at Stahl Studios. In, I think it was West Village. And then went home, did my own makeup, kept my hair, which was this bouncy blowout. It did not look great. So I put some cute bows in it. Actually haven't posted that look yet. Well, as of now, but I'm sure you guys will have seen it. And went to an Amazon fashion dinner, which was so fun. It was a Kobe Halperin fall dinner. So Kobe Halperin was releasing his new collection with Amazon Fashion. And Amazon Fashion is just really trying to like step up their luxury game. And we got to see their new Angaro collection. And it was really great. Got to sit next to someone that worked at Amazon Fashion and chit chat with them about just like what's cool and hip. And he was telling me that actually moon boots right now are like the most popular thing on Amazon Fashion, which is crazy. I didn't know so many people were like skiing or needing moon boots. So what's up with that? And then the next day was the crazy snowstorm. I laid in bed. I meditated. I worked. I had some calls. I watched some Vanderpump Rules. I watched some Love Island All-Stars and then got ready to go to dinner with my niece Ruby and my sister-in-law Hillary, Timmy's sister, and her best friend Chrissy. And we went to Cook Shop for dinner and then went to the Bat Sheva show, which was so fun. I mean, seeing fashion through Ruby's eyes is always a treat. She was just so excited to be there and just like, just such a fun, ideal girls' night. Bat Sheva was great. All the models were over 40 and like Molly Ringwald was in it. And then like Ione Sky, I think that's her name. Another 80s, I think she's in Say Anything, like 80s movie star, like teen star. And just like an all-around fun night. We were almost going to go to this Love Shack fancy thing at the box, but I was like, no, absolutely not. So then that night, again, like just couldn't fall asleep. Like honestly had a little bit of like just stomach agita. And like, I think just because I knew there was so much each day and there was just so much energy around me. Like I was saying, the New York environment, like it just got to me this time. But I woke up the next morning and got ready with Rosie and Isabel for a shoot with High Confectionery, which I know I'm just talking about like so many brands and blah, blah, blah. But like I wanted to do just like a fun recap of what was really going on. But High Confectionery is a snackable cannabis infused weed gummy company that everybody must look into. They're so good. They taste like sour Haribo gummies and they're low dose and you can totally just like dose yourself based on what you want. And so I'm working with them as a creative director. So we did a really fun shoot the last day and then I headed to the airport and came home. Like I tried to watch Oppenheimer on the flight home. Ended up falling asleep, took a nap for 2 hours, then like did 2 hours of work and then tried to watch a little bit more of Oppenheimer. Got back, like had 4 huge bags to lug from baggage claim. Not complaining, just saying like all this stuff is so fun and I love it, but it's like, it's a lot of shit too. You know, it's a lot of shit. Timmy picked me up. At first was like a little bit weird when I saw him, like a little quiet. And then I opened the back door and Sunny was in the back and surprised me with like chocolates and In-N-Out and flowers and a card. And it was just the best. So It was a wonderful, beautiful week. I hope this was fun for you all. If you have any, I'm going to do like a roundup of all my looks and like more content, obviously, to come. And I'm sure that has been posted, but love sharing this behind the scenes with you. It's like just fun for me to reflect and remember everything and like call out the moments that are important and that I want to hold on to. So thanks for tuning in, y'all. See you next week with another great episode. Okay, bye. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Eve Port, my website, whitneyport.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.